Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you're listening to the English program by The Voice of Indonesia that you can listen on the frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. And you can also stream our broadcast online on our website voanews.id or just download RRI Digital Mobile App. Today, we'll be talking a lot, for example, the result from the plenary cabinet session at the Presidential Palace on Wednesday, and many more from Indonesia with me, Steve. So we will begin with the news. Make sure to stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Here's the headlines. Indonesia's food reserve largest in history. European Union delegation praises Indonesia's blue economy initiatives. And here is the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has stated that the country's food production is in a secure and strong position. During a plenary cabinet session at Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, August 6, 2025, he even claimed that the government's current food reserves are the largest in history. Prabowo said this reflects that the policies his administration has are moving in the right direction.
Saudara-saudara, alhamdulillah, arah kita di bidang
all praises to God, our direction in the food sector has been quite successful. The food reserves held by the government are now the largest in history. Farmers' terms of trade have improved, but here I want to emphasize that our strategy has proven to be on the right track.
Bahwa strategi kita ternyata berada di arah yang sudah benar.
President Prabowo didn't specify the types of food reserve he referred to as the largest in history. However, the state-owned food logistics agency Bulog reported that Indonesia's rice reserves as of May this year had surpassed 4 million tons, a record high since the company was established in 1969. Rice itself is considered a staple food by the majority of Indonesians. Still related to the food sovereignty, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto affirmed the importance of food sovereignty as a fundamental prerequisite for national independence and resilience. He conveyed this message during the opening of plenary cabinet session at Presidential Palace, Jakarta on Wednesday, August 6. The president expressed his strong belief that domestic food production is the cornerstone of Indonesia's future.
Sejak lama saya berkeyakinan bahwa apapun terjadi,
I have long believed that whatever happens, our nation will remain secure if we control our food supply. If we can safeguard our food resources, we can ensure that we can feed our people.
The president explained that history has known no nation can be truly independent without the ability to produce its own food. He stated that dependence on food imports would only open the door to external intervention. Representatives of European Union delegation to Indonesia, Stefan Mekati, praised Indonesia's Blue Economy Initiative, Blue Food Assessment or BFA, and Indonesia Blue Economy Index. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the detail.
Bersama ini saya luncurkan buku Blue Food Assessment Indonesia, dan Indonesia Blue Economic Index.
Indonesian Ministry of National Development Planning, or BAPENAS, and development partners launched two new initiatives to boost the blue economy on Wednesday. The initiatives are the Blue Food Assessment and the Indonesia Blue Economy Index. Speaking at the event, Representative of EU Delegation to Indonesia, Stephen Mikati, praised Indonesia's vision for the blue economy.
My point is that they really do showcase Indonesia's forward-looking leadership and the vision of the needs and of the strategy.
Mikati also highlight the global importance of the blue economy in addressing challenges like climate change, food security, and poverty. He said that the EU seeks to collaborate with, not lecture Indonesia on these vital issues.
I will try to make sure that on the European Union side, we continue not to lecture the world and Indonesia, but just to share our experience on all these issues.
At the same event, Indonesian Minister of National Development Planning, Rahma Pambudi, stated that the launch of Blue Food Assessment and the Indonesia Blue Economy Index represented a tangible step toward assessing and cultivating the potential of blue food.
This index will serve as a comprehensive data-driven tool for measuring the development of the blue economy, providing a holistic overview of its performance and achievements across three main dimensions: social, economy, and environment.
In closing his speech, Minister Pambudi invited everyone to strengthen the blue economy and blue food as pillars of sustainable future growth. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
You are still listening to the news by the Voice of Indonesia. Deputy Minister of Trade Dia Roro Esti Widya Putri said the 2025 Indonesia Shopping Festival is a special gift for the public in celebrating the 80th anniversary of Indonesian independence, which falls on August the 17th. The festival features festive promotions including up to 80% discounts, flash sales, and micro, small, medium enterprises product showcases, and more detail by Ofra Regina.
Ada beberapa promosi seperti harga khusus di jam-jam tertentu, jadi ada flash sale, lalu kemudian diskon juga mulai dari 10% hingga 80%.
The government, through the Minister of Trade, is holding the 2025 Indonesia Shopping Festival to boost domestic consumption and strengthen the role of micro, small, and medium enterprises. Speaking at the festival launch press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, Deputy Minister of Trade Dia Roro Esti Widya Putri said the program is allowing the public to enjoy shopping at more affordable prices while celebrating the 80th anniversary of Indonesia's independence.
Ada beberapa promosi seperti harga khusus di jam-jam tertentu.
There are several promotions, such as special prices during certain hours, so there are flash sales and discount ranging from 10% to 80% on selected items sold in different locations. There are also promotions for local and MSME products and more. So there are three main activities that we hope will not only brighten the celebrations of Indonesia's 80th independence anniversary, but also serve as a gift for the public to enjoy shopping.
Sebagai hadiah untuk masyarakat agar bisa berbelanja.
The Deputy Minister also noted that this year marks the fourth editions of ISF. Over time, the event has developed into a consistent, creative, and impactful national agenda. Emphasize that shopping programs like ISF are not merely promotional events, but are real driver of trade activity and a positive stimulus for the retail and MSME sectors across Indonesia. ISF 2025 is initiated by the Indonesian Shopping Center Management Associations and will be held simultaneously in major cities across the country from August 14 to 24, 2025. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government continues to promote household consumption, investment and exports to sustain national economic growth amid intense global competition. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto stated following the plenary cabinet meeting on Wednesday, August 6, 2025 in Jakarta.
The government needs to boost household consumption and purchasing power to maintain growth. Some of the key programs currently being promoted include efforts to encourage investment and export through special zones.
The minister expressed hope that the scheme would support the construction sector, particularly for MSME contractors. He also stated that the government has launched a housing-focused people's business credit program as part of efforts to stimulate the construction sector. He added that the government is preparing special programs ahead of the Christmas and New Year holiday season and is pushing labor-intensive sectors to accelerate production through the end of the year. He emphasized that all non-budgetary programs must continue to be promoted by ministries and agencies as investment remains the key driver of economic growth. The Indonesian Ministry of Forestry is working to prevent forest and land fires using a prevention-based approach that emphasizes education and community engagement. Forestry Extension Officer at the Ministry of Forestry, Mariana Lubis, said in Jakarta on Wednesday, August 8, 2025, that education outreach and direct communication are key to raising awareness and encouraging active public participation in forest and land fire prevention efforts.
From forest concession holders to forest conservation community associations, social forestry permit holders and forest farmer groups, everyone must be concerned about controlling forests and land fires.
Mariana also said that the Ministry of Forestry has actively involved local communities to in fire prevention efforts since 2015. And through high-level collaboration, the ministry hopes to minimize forest fire risks and maintain environmental sustainability. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia. semua tinggal cerita dan kisah kenangan alam indah. Like this song, rekaman ekspresi gelisah, tapi cobalah cek realita. We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan. We're a part of this problem, we need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan.
To protect our children, children, let us pray.
Once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
rasa begitu indah memimpin hatiku menyentuh jiwaku hapuskan semua gelisah. Tuhan pujaanku datang padaku dekat di sampingku. Ku ingin hidupku selalu dalam hatiku peluk diriku tetaplah jiwaku bawa ragaku melayang memeluk bintang terang saja aku menantinya terang saja.
Still tuned to Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, preserving all stuff and collection of museums is a must. It has even to be continuously conserved to keep them in good condition. And to know about conservation and preservation of museum and its collection, here is an opinion from person in charge of the National Museum Jakarta, M. Roshid Ridlo.
Conservation and preservation of collection are carried out through in-depth condition analysis to determine appropriate treatment according to the material composing, the collection, and the type of damage present. The use of suitable conservation materials and method increases the success rate of conservation and reduces the risk of said effect in the future. Preventive conservation is also implemented through environmental condition control around the collection. Throughout the process, discussion with resource person and expert are continuously conducted in line with the advancement of conservation science. Domestically, the National Museum of Indonesia engaged in discussion with other museums and the Indonesian Heritage Agency, as well as the Borobudur Conservation Center, supported by skilled professionals from other institutions of Indonesia with expertise in materials such as textile or ceramic. Internationally, various discussion and training sessions are also held with the support of institutions such as conservators from Wereld Museum in Netherlands and the Smithsonian Museum in the U.S. or research institutes like NRICH from South Korea.
And more about this is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
that magical song you've just listened is by Baraswara, titled Terbuang Dalam Waktu or Wasted in Time, and it is an original soundtrack of a movie called Sore, Istri dari Masa Depan, or Sore, Wife from the Future, a 2025 science fiction romance film directed by Ian D. Lawrence, and apparently it was adapted from a 2017 web series of the same name. The film was theatrically released in Indonesia on 10 July 2025 and has been haunting a lot of Indonesians with this very beautiful song. And the song itself, fun fact, has been released 2 years before the movie was released, so it's a very nice number from Baraswara. A little bit about Baraswara, listener, their music are specifically about something that is stomping. It feels like all the song they make is basically stomping, and the lyric itself is about losing someone. And yeah, Just imagine someone that is wasted in time. And let me give you the final piece, or the final part of the lyric, is that we will grow old and lose our grip, but looking at your smile give me the power in my final breath, because love is not limited by time, surpasses the time to guard you. That's Baraswara with Terbuang Dalam Waktu. But I really wish that you can understand how the song really is in Indonesian, and maybe one day you will be able to find the English lyric for that. And to help you a little bit learn about Indonesian, here is Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. G. 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 Which can be used for gula, gali, gigi. Let's continue. H. Ha. H. Ha. Which can be used for helai.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Like laughing at 3 a.m. under my porch, and it's hearing your stories and getting lost. For better or worse, sickness and health still forever. It's curling your toes when you hear the words, I love you. Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize when someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Does it have to be dramatic, like skydiving through the sky, or sitting under the stars to see it shine? I thought this thing is supposed to feel is a game, and I'll play along. isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Love isn't fireworks or kissing in the rain. It's not driving through sunset while holding hands, but it's waking up to realize that someone is there to take care of your heart. It isn't easy, but it works. It's like feeling so dizzy without saying so. Doesn't feel like it's heaven, but it feels fine to be here by your side. So do you need a reason to fall in love? Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Indonesian wonder. The waters of Tolo Bay are geographically part of central Sulawesi and are home to a huge marine life. The rich biodiversity makes Tolo Bay a popular destination for marine tourism. The beauty of these waters can be experienced from Sombori Island, located in the southern part of the bay, specifically in Morowali Regency between South Bungku and Menui Islands. Sombori is a conservation area made up of coral islands. Its small islands resemble Raja Ampat in West Papua, which has earned the nickname Miniature of Raja Ampat. Listener, some part of Sombori Island are home to fishermen, but much of the area also remains untouched by humans. To reach Sombori, you can start from Kendari, the capital of Southeast Sulawesi, and choose between land or sea route. The land route takes about 6 hours to drive to Lafeu Port in Bungku Pesisir, followed by a 1 hour boat ride to the island. Alternatively, traveling by sea takes about half a day, while a speed boat can cover the distance in 4 to 5 hours. Listener, as you approach Sombori, you will be greeted by breathtaking views. The waves of the sea and the cliffs surrounding on both sides are creating a stunning scene. Once you get into the deeper part of the island, the views become even more mesmerizing, with clusters of coral islands in various sizes and shapes. Some are just bare rocks, while others are large, lushly vegetated islands with exotic tropical greenery. These coral islands have white sand beaches, offering a pristine paradise. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
hening tanpa suara, bertahan tak bergeming. Terlalu lama bercanda, kita tak terbiasa dengan celaka yang nyata. Diam tak berdaya, aku bingung kenapa ku tak pergi. Aku bingung kalian masih di sini. Apa mungkin karena terlalu lama? Apa benar ku berbagi cerita? Mungkin nanti semua justru membunuh. Hati-hati, namun terjatuh lagi. Tapi luka adalah niscaya. Ku tanggung denganmu selama ku mampu.
Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store.
digital. You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today I'll play you a song called Hujan Gerimis or Drizzle by Orkes Keroncong by Tuan Gembira. This song was originally sung by the iconic Jakarta-born singer Benyamin Sueb and was released in the early 1970s under Gema Nada Pertiwi record label. Written by Benyamin Sueb and later performed along with Ida Royani, Hujan Gerimis has been available on digital platforms since March 26, 2019. By combining simple and humorous lyrics, the song explores themes of love and matchmaking. It encourages listeners not to dwell on sadness, but to find a new love if their partner leaves. Well, listener, here is the version of Hujan Gerimis by Orkes Keroncong and Tuan Gembira. Happy listening.
Thank you for everybody who has been joining us on frequencies 3325 kHz, 4755 kHz, and also the application RRI Digital, or even the website, currently under development website, vonnews.id. And if you got something to say about our program, we are so open about it, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. And do not forget to follow our social media accounts, Instagram, VOI_official, and our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Well, then, I'm Steve. I'm thanking you for joining us in the Voice of Indonesia, and make sure to stay tuned on
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.